It's Thursday, July 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials have imprisoned North Carolina pastor John Cao since March of last year for his work between Myanmar and China. The Worldview spoke to Gina Go of International Christian Concern about Cao's work.
He has always had a heart for impoverished people, and so when he learned of the poverty and the communities in Myanmar, when he first visited Kachin State years ago, he felt called to help them. Previously, he also built schools in Yunnan, inside China.
Go said Pastor Cao spent years serving the poor before authorities arrested him.
But at that time, the authorities have already been keeping an eye on him. So he went ahead and started to build schools, bring Bibles, bring books to the schools in Myanmar, you know, by crossing the borders many times. And last March, unfortunately, they caught him and accused him of illegal border crossing.
In her testimony before the U.S. State Department's first Religious Freedom Summit this week, Cao's wife Jamie Powell said she has not seen her husband since his arrest and that he has lost over 50 pounds. Please pray that this Christian family experiences the promise of God found in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The 2018 Global Slavery Index, released last week, found about 40.3 million people were living in modern slavery as of 2016, involving forced labor and forced marriages. The worst country for modern slavery, North Korea, is also the leading nation for Christian persecution, keeping about 2.6 million people in enslaved conditions. Multiple other countries on the top 10 for human slavery are also heavy persecutors of the church, including Eritrea, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. 55-year-old bus driver Alan Coote of East London was arrested last week and banned from preaching outside St. Paul's Cathedral after being reported to police by cathedral staff. Now Coote is supporting a campaign by the religious freedom group Barnabas Fund, calling on the UK Parliament to pass a law that allows people to publicly proclaim the Bible. Yesterday, pro-life advocates outside of New Zealand's parliament made a display of 13,285 pairs of baby booties knitted by people across the country. Created by Voice for Life, the display represented the number of babies murdered in the womb last year in New Zealand. This comes in response to a government proposal to remove abortion from their Crimes Act and instead call it a health issue. On Monday, Delaware became the 14th state to ban conversion therapy for minors dealing with unwanted same-sex attraction. Democrat Governor John Carney signed Senate Bill 65 into law, saying such therapy practices, quote, have no place in Delaware, end quote. You can send the governor an email of objection through a link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Isaiah 10:1 declares, woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression. Last Thursday, 27 tornadoes ripped through Marshalltown, Iowa and surrounding areas, sending multiple people to the hospital, damaging over 700 homes, destroying businesses, and downing trees. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground with the disaster relief team. The organization's president, Franklin Graham, said, quote, please pray for these families as we share the love of Jesus Christ with them in their time of need, end quote. After conducting research with the radar instrument on the Mars Express spacecraft, scientists announced yesterday what they are calling a, quote, stable body of liquid water on Mars, end quote. The site is 12.5 miles wide and located under the southern polar ice cap of Mars. While scientists debate finding life on other planets, Psalm 19, verse 1 reminds us of the giver of all life. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Experienced Scottish climber Rick Allen went missing earlier this month while climbing Broad Peak in the Himalayas, the world's 12th highest mountain. Allen fell from an ice cliff during the ascent and was left clinging to the side of the mountain with his ice axe. But in God's providence, a base camp cook spotted Allen 36 hours later, and a drone was used to locate him for the rescue. Check out the compelling video in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. Our Friday, August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air is drawing closer by the day. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. We are grateful to God for Andrew in Spring Hill, Tennessee, Mark in Southport, North Carolina, and Sharon in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, all three of whom gave a one-time gift of $500. And special thanks also to Wolfgang in Millersburg, Ohio, for his monthly pledge of $25 for a year. Together, their four gifts totaled $1,800. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $21,297 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 71% of our goal. Can you help? We need just 7 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 14 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 4 more Worldview listeners to help today? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.